Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
9:08 now on this Wednesday morning, and I got a text earlier from somebody that said, I'm a regular listener to WWL. WWL is a massive listening audience, well-respected media outlet in southern Louisiana. Big, beautiful Bill is going to hammer the crap out of hundreds of thousands of Louisiana citizens. I would hope that WWL would denounce those senators and representatives who supported this dreadful bill. And if anyone wants to pretend that this wasn't passed for the rich, then they have buried their heads in the sand. There's no justification at all. Thank you. Well, thank you for texting in. But to be fair to us, we have looked at all different sides of the big, beautiful bill and who it's going to hurt and who it's going to help. I started at 6 o'clock talking with a professor of political science at Hamline University and recounted the story of my neighbor, who is on Social Security and was strictly against the big, beautiful bill because of it increasing the debt and deficit until he realized that there was no taxes on Social Security. And at that point, he did a flip-flop and said he was 100% for it. So I guess in a lot of ways, sometimes it depends on who does it help and who does it hurt. Sometimes people, though, don't know what helps them and what hurts them. With that in mind, Walter Dublane joins us, an associate professor of economics and finance at my alma mater, UNO, to talk about Medicaid cuts in the big, beautiful bill and what that means. Good morning, Dub. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Tommy.
I'm sure this is pretty simple stuff we're going to go through, right?
Yeah, not quite.
So let's.
I mean, this is a fairly complicated issue.
So I don't know. You're a professor. You tell me the best way to present the material, Dub. I'm gonna let you create the syllabus. Do we start with who gets Medicaid and who's dependent on it, and who this could hurt and what the cuts could mean? You take it.
Well, again, especially in Louisiana, because under Governor Edwards, we did do the Medicaid rollout that increased the number of people we have. A greater percentage of Louisiana people on Medicaid than any other state in the union.
Let me slow down for a second, Dub. When you say Medicaid rollout and it increased the number of people on Medicaid, what did that result in? Did that mean that people that could have afforded insurance, that could have had their own insurance, decided to lay on the leg of the taxpayers with Medicaid? Does it mean that people that didn't have insurance or didn't have medical care before got it? Tell me what that meant.
The answer is yes and yes.
Okay.
That most of the people that got it, but what happened was this was a part of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Mm-hmm. That the purpose of Obamacare was to, the main purpose was to get more people on insurance, and it did it two ways. One, by basically saying anybody that is up to 138% of the federal poverty line, and for a family of four, that's around $35,000 now. Anybody that's has an income in that range will automatically be qualified for Medicaid. Under the old rules in Louisiana, pretty much the only people that were on Medicaid were very, very poor people below the poverty line, and mostly had to be women with dependent children. That was about the only people on Medicaid. So once they did the Medicaid rollout through Obamacare, that increased by about 500,000 people, the people that got onto Medicaid in Louisiana. Now, okay. Some of those people were working for companies where they had insurance, and they dropped their insurance and did it. But I think the numbers I've seen on that are only about 10%, whatever. There was an effect of some people that actually did it, but the vast majority had no insurance and now have it.
So what happened to that vast majority before the Medicaid expansion? What were they doing for medical care before, and now what's going to happen after the big, beautiful bill? Because in between, they had Medicaid, right?
Right. They had Medicaid. And again, the estimates that I've seen in Louisiana is about 120,000, maybe as much as twice as that, will probably lose their Medicaid. Interestingly enough, not completely because of the cuts, but because of the work requirement. Because it turns out the vast majority of people on Medicaid, there are exceptions to that, would qualify for Medicaid under the new rules. The problem is you have to document it. So you have to be working at least, 80 hours a month. But the problem is to be able to document it, you've got to have pay stubs, or if you're an Uber driver, you can prove that how many hours you're working. And many of these people can't come up with the documentation. Mm-hmm. It's not that they're not meeting the criteria, mm-hmm. but this, interesting thing to notice, Arkansas did this a couple of years ago, the same thing that the federal government's doing now. And what they found out is a lot of people lost their Medicaid. And when they went back in and researched them, they found out most of them actually qualified for Medicaid, but they just couldn't prove it. And so it ended. And furthermore, the worst part of that was in Arkansas, at least the people that studied it, the whole purpose was to get some of the people that should be working back working. There was no increase in employment due to this rule in Arkansas. So it's one of those things that sounds good when you say it. Yes, we want these people who are able-bodied people to be able to work, because there are exceptions. Women taking care of little children, they're not required to meet this, or taking care of elderly patients or the infirm, things of that sort. There's lots of exceptions. But they're saying, well, you got able-bodied people that aren't working. Well, there turns out there aren't very many of those. Mm-hmm. So this idea of sounds really good, but in practice it doesn't seem to be working the way it's supposed to. So again, so those people, back to the original question, if they don't have Medicaid, what do? The answer is mostly they don't get much in the way of care, except where there are free clinics around, federally qualified health institutions that treat them, and they go to the emergency room. Now, it turns out, but now that they have Medicaid, many of them are able to go to primary care physicians and get more routine care. And this is really a big deal, because if they don't have any care at all, they go to the emergency room. When they do get sick, they often are very sick, and fixing them up is much harder to do. So that's probably where there may be a large number in Louisiana, say estimates up to 120,000 or more, that might be having insurance right now under Medicaid, and then they won't have it.
Okay. So at what time, what's the time frame on all of that? Do you have any idea yet? Does this bill specify that, or do you know?
Actually, that's a good question. Of course, now it hasn't. Remember, we still
have to pass it.
It's got to go back to the House. It's got to go back to the House. But the House is going to pass something. We're pretty sure that's all this. And the Senate bill is much harder on Medicaid than the House bill was. I don't know. I don't know the implementation deadline.
I guess the question,
I'm sure it takes a couple of months. But part of the problem is now all the Medicaid officials have to be trained in how to do all of these work requirement type of things. Right now we don't have anybody checking that. Now to check it is going to be a real problem.
So the idea behind the work requirement was to make sure that, because they're getting Medicaid anyway, I don't understand how working helps decrease the amount of Medicaid that they receive, does it?
They may be working now on Medicaid, but maybe they'll move up growing the company to a point where they don't need Medicaid anymore. That's kind of the philosophy behind it. People that are able to work first should be working, and then secondly, hopefully some of them will work their way out off of Medicaid.
That's what I was trying to figure out, what the reason was there, because the same people would still be getting Medicaid, they'd just be working, right? Unless you didn't work, again, then you wouldn't get Medicaid.
Like you say, all the evidence we've seen is the vast majority of people that are on Medicaid are working. They just in very low-paying jobs that don't provide, or you know, part-time jobs or gig work or things like that that don't provide insurance, and so they don't buy it. And this is how they. But they're also low enough income that they qualify for Medicaid, at least under the Obamacare rules.
So that's from the demand side. What about from the supply side? How would that affect health care in Louisiana?
Well, again, this is the other big problem is, again, I was talking to people at hospitals that are saying they're now trying to figure out what services they're going to cut when this goes through, knowing that the hospitals are going to be losing income because – right now, they don't get much off of, especially rural hospitals. Let's talk about rural hospitals. That's the big ones. Rural hospitals actually get paid fairly good for Medicaid patients, as opposed to the community hospitals who get paid very poorly. But if all those same patients that they're now getting paid for all of a sudden don't have insurance anymore, they'll still be going to the hospital, but now they will be uninsured patients, and therefore the income of the rural hospitals are going to be going down. And the rural hospitals operate right now on very thin margins to begin with. So there's a prediction that there may be hundreds of hospitals across the country. I've heard estimates as many as 20 or 30 in the state of Louisiana that might close because of this.
So,
and then you've got health care issues with everybody in those rural parishes.
So I'm not trying to be stupid here. How are we defining a rural hospital?
I don't know the actual definition, but it's usually these are mostly hospitals like have like 25 beds, you know, that type of thing. And just of course located in, they're not in major cities or stuff, but it's really small hospitals.
So
is what you're talking about.
When they close, that means the people that were dependent on them do what?
Well, they drive a lot farther to get to another hospital. If you've got to drive right now, you're driving, 15 or 20 minutes to get to the hospital. Now you have to drive over an hour to get to the hospital. Some people won't go as often. And even if they do, for certain types of things, time is important getting to the hospital. So there will probably, and again, it's not just the ones that are now uninsured, but it's everybody else that uses those hospitals now won't have a hospital.
Somebody texted in and said, I thought part of the issue on Medicaid was that over 7 million men were on Medicaid rolls and the U.S. government was picking 90% of the cost. Many of those men were able to work and were not. Do you have any idea if that's true or not?
I haven't seen evidence of that. Okay. I mean, what I've seen says that there's not nearly that many that fit that category.
And again, whenever you start talking about politics and people making up this, making up that, who knows where the truth is. Somebody wants to know about seniors and disabled in nursing homes. Does this have anything to do with any of that?
Well, yes, because most people in nursing homes, I mean, almost half the people in nursing homes are there on Medicaid. Mm-hmm. I've been looking a little bit into how it affects Medicaid. This has to do with the other part of it, which is called the provider fees. I can say it really gets complicated.
But that's where the trouble is in the details. Go ahead.
that hospitals right now in Louisiana and most other states basically give fees to the state Department of Health, who uses that money to get Medicaid match. Because for some patients, Medicaid pays $9 for every dollar we do. So if the hospitals give them $1 million, that turns into $10 million. And which then gets fed back to the hospitals and support them. They've cut the Medicaid provider fees. Right now, it's over the next 5 or 6 years that those fees are going to be cut in half of how much they can give, and so that will lower the total amount of money in the Medicaid budget for the state, which will then affect everybody. Now, the nursing homes are in a slightly different category. Their provider fees have not been cut, so they won't be affected as much by that. But the nursing homes will be affected by this because, again, for many of them, half of their patients are Medicaid patients.
So let me take a break. We're going to pick it up here specifically when it comes to because I'm getting a lot of text on nursing homes and Medicaid, and we can talk about the spending down requirements and so forth and if any of that changes or not. Dub Lane's our guest, Walter Dub Lane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO. Every action has a reaction. We're talking about what? The big, beautiful bill, which has not passed yet, but has gone back to the House and is now in conference and ultimately will, in one way or the other, you would think, reach the president's desk and be signed. What that'll mean for the healthcare delivery system in Louisiana. You got any questions or comments? 504-260-1870. Don't text and drive. And I'll pass those questions along when we come back on WWL. All right, here's back with Walter Dub Lane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO. Let me clean this up because I said no taxes on Social Security. First of all, no bill has been passed or signed yet. Secondly, I was going by what my neighbor told me. That was based on a conversation of picking up the garbage cans. He was going by what President Trump said. It's like a game of telephone, which is no taxes on Social Security. However, the Senate proposal includes a temporary $6,000 deduction for seniors over the age of 65. The House proposal, a temporary deduction of $4,000. But it's not, as President Trump said, no tax on Social Security. So I just wanted to clean that up.
Yep.
Okay, now, let's move on to nursing homes with what's going on with spending down, what Medicaid pays for. I don't think people that haven't been there yet with parents or whatever understand exactly how important Medicaid is to the nursing home industry. Thoughts?
Well, again, because, first of all, just to remember that Medicare doesn't pay for what we consider traditional nursing home care. Mm-hmm. Medicare only pays for what's called convalescent care. If you've been in the hospital and you need to go to the nursing home for a month or so to recover, Medicare pays for that, but they don't pay for long-term care for things like Alzheimer's and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, most people think of seniors getting their aid through Medicare. That doesn't cover most nursing home care. So there's two ways to pay for it. You pay for it out of the pocket. We're talking about $80,000 a year many times for nursing home care. That pretty much drains most people's pockets pretty quickly. Or to qualify for Medicaid, you've got to be poor. And poor includes not only your income, but also your savings. That's where you come up with the spend down rule. That there's a rule that says you have to pay for the nursing home yourself until you spend enough of your savings so that you're now qualified for Medicaid to take over. That's the spend down rule.
Different when it comes to assets, when it comes to a house, I believe there is a provision if there is a surviving spouse. Yeah.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So surviving spouse can keep the house?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a number of restrictions to that in general. In particular, one, if you have a surviving spouse, then that affects how much you have to spend down. And certainly the house is protected.
Unless it's there is no surviving spouse, then, and now we're getting into usufruct and everything else here, but then you have to divest yourself of that house. Is it 3 or 4 years before you anticipate going into a nursing home so it doesn't count against you?
Yeah, that's called the look back rule.
Okay.
The other thing you can't do is knowing you're coming up to that and start giving $50,000 to each of your three kids, right before you try to qualify. They look back at what you're at what you've done in terms of your assets, but in particular that, so you can't do that.
Which means
try to give your money away, so now you qualify.
And then that leads people to think, and I'm just being practical here. Some people want their parents to sign the house over to them, so it stays in the estate. Like 3 or 4 years, maybe if they're anticipating a nursing home down the line, which they can do, I believe, but a lot of parents are hesitant to do that, right?
Yeah, and again, I don't know the exact rules and all that. I just know the general principles involved.
So with that being said, does this bill affect any of that, Dub, as far as you know?
I don't think it affects that. This is all just about the two main principles that were affecting Medicaid were there's a total cut in Medicaid funding. There's also, but the biggest cut has to do with what we anticipate happening with this work requirements. And then the other one are these provider fee rules. Those are the main characteristics that affect Medicaid, as I understand it.
So to try to simplify this a little bit, we're talking about a pool of how many people, again, depending on what version of the bill goes through, approximately how many people in Louisiana will be tossed off of the Medicaid rolls, and if so, what do they do?
Again, the estimates I've seen start at about 120,000, maybe up to twice as much of that. And again, they will then become, unless they, if they get tossed off and then they can go back and prove, yes, they are working and they can get back on. Mm-hmm. And because I can say a lot of them do qualify, they just can't prove it, or they haven't been able to prove it. So again, they become uninsured. If they become uninsured, they either have to go to free clinics or they go to the emergency room for most of their care.
How does this relate to Obamacare at all, or the health care delivery system in the nation with affordable health care? Does that affect this at all?
Well, I mean, again, it affects Obamacare because in Louisiana, we took advantage of the Obamacare rollout. Governor Edwards did, and that increased the number of people in Louisiana. We have about 1.5 million people, 30% of our total population on Medicare right now. We've cut back a little bit because, well, how do we get it? There was a big expansion during the pandemic, and we cut back a number of people that no longer qualified under those rules. But still, we have we're expected of 1.5 million. They're talking about maybe 100,000, a little bit more, that might lose their Medicaid.
And let me go a step back. The money for Medicaid comes from where?
Well, again, there's two buckets. The traditional Medicaid, which is people that qualified under the old rules before Obamacare, in Louisiana, the federal government pays about two-thirds of the expense, and the state pays one-third. In other words, for every dollar the state pays, Medicaid pays two more. From the federal government. For the newly qualified people under the 500,000 that are qualified under the new Obamacare rules, the federal government pays for 90% of those people. So for every dollar that the state pays, the federal government kicks in $9. And now that's about a third of our population that meets the new rules. Two-thirds were still under the old rules.
So if you had to predict, and I know you've been involved with hospitals and you study this for your life's work, what the result of this Medicaid contraction, if I can call it that, would be on the state, it would be what?
Well, again, you're going to have people that are losing their insurance, okay? And if they lose their insurance, we pretty much can we've got some documents, their health care will go down. They won't be able to be getting the routine types of visits. And so the biggest effect is on the people that are losing their health insurance. But the other effect is on the providers, that hospitals are now trying to figure out. I wouldn't say this is a likely one, but for instance, a hospital might decide that they're no longer going to deliver babies because it turns out labor and delivery happens to have a high Medicaid component to it. Mm-hmm. And so we say, well, since we're losing money on that anyway, now we're going to lose more money. I won't do that anymore. So hospitals might be cutting certain services that are heavily Medicaid dependent. Other hospitals, the biggest worry though is the hospitals that are closing, particularly these rural hospitals where you might have 40 or 50% of their population are on Medicaid.
And my concern is you can only shove so much stuff into a pipe. And with that analogy being said, if people aren't getting the preventative care that they need through Medicare, they're going to wind up going to hospitals in emergency rooms. And as a result, that gets passed on to us or not?
Yes. In some ways, it's very indirect. Traditionally happened is that the people that have insurance end up paying a little bit more in order to keep the hospitals open, because Blue Cross can't insure people if the hospitals close. And so they kind of subsidize that. But their subsidy comes through our higher insurance premiums for everybody that has insurance.
Is this analogous to putting a Band-Aid on the health care system, delivery system in a country?
Well, I think it's more like ripping off one.
Okay.
So...
ripping off the Band-Aid, not putting one on, and you still got the gaping wound.
Yeah,
thank you.
Medicaid's kind of a Band-Aid to begin with, and now you're ripping it off. Now you're you have an open sore.
Thank you, Dub. Appreciate your time, as always, and your expertise. Walter Dub Land, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO. It's complicated. Nobody wants waste. Nobody wants anything for free. But again, there's only so much stuff you can shove into a tube, and at some point, it's going to come squirting out, and the question is who winds up paying for it when it comes squirting out. That's a layman's example of that. 9:37, we'll talk to NOPD about ankle monitoring when we come back. Traffic now, WWL.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.